Your average toxic narcissist might seem pretty fearless, but the truth is that they have a number of hidden, secret fears that they just don't want you to know about. Most narcissists want to appear invincible and untouchable. The exception is covert narcissists who purposely appear vulnerable, as that's kind of their standard operating mode. But even they have a few fears that they hide from you. The reality is that all toxic narcissists have some deep, dark fears, and you might find yourself pretty surprised when you find out exactly what causes the narcissist's heart to race. So what are the narcissist's biggest fears? Dealing with a narcissist, it feels completely impossible sometimes, right? I get it, trust me. What are a narcissist's weaknesses? What would you consider a narcissist's Achilles heel?
The narcissist can be very unpredictable. Sometimes you'll see kind of a more sincere side of them, and they'll seem like they really get you, and they really understand what you're talking about here. Of course, that's just another trick. They want to get your attention so that you can feed their ego.
Of course, the thing that seems to unite all narcissists is the lack of empathy they have for other people in their life.
They treat people like they don't care how they feel because they don't care how they feel.
While most people seem to think that narcissists are incredibly arrogant and full of themselves, the truth is most of them secretly kind of feel like the ugly duckling in their lives. They kind of feel like not everybody gets them and their beauty is misperceived, if perceived at all.
The narcissist fears their imperfections being exposed. You might be totally okay with other people knowing about your vulnerabilities, your imperfections, and that's because you know you're human and you know that you're not perfect. And maybe you can help someone else who's dealing with the same kinds of issues you have and having the same types of insecurities you're suffering from. The way to do that is by sharing that part of yourself with them, kind of how I share my stories here with you. But the narcissist will do anything they can to hide their imperfections. They know deep down that they are far from perfect. Not that any of us is perfect, but that's exactly why narcissists are so worried about their imperfections being exposed somehow. Because once that happens, that perfect image would become tarnished for good, which is something that narcissists want to avoid at all costs.
They project this idealized self-image because it makes them feel stronger about themselves and more secure in themselves, but they fail to really thrive in that way because they don't really have actual self-esteem. These are the types of people that need to stand on the shoulders of other people in order to feel better. They project this image because they don't want to feel like or even be seen as their truly broken self. So narcissists don't really believe they're worthy, and because of that, they tend to use a bunch of different little ways to kind of deceive us into seeing the false self as well. Because they don't think they're worthy, they use scheming and manipulation and other kinds of tactics in order to seem like more than they are.
The narcissist fears embarrassment and public humiliation. Listen, nobody wants to be embarrassed or humiliated in public, right? But for the narcissist, this is the worst possible thing that could happen to them, even though this is often one of the ways that the narcissist will use to manipulate and control you. In fact, if they're worried that someone's going to humiliate them or embarrass them in public, one way the narcissist will try to prevent this is to actually go out of their way to embarrass other people instead. If they feel the least bit embarrassed, they will embarrass you even more, whether or not you're the one that actually caused the humiliation. So the narcissist has a lot of weaknesses, as we all know. They tend to be secretly insecure. They tend to kind of fly off the handle easily. They have a low tolerance for when things don't tend to go their way.
It's not my fault. I didn't do that. In fact, it's your fault. What are we talking about? Well, narcissists commonly use this tactic. They do not take responsibility for their own behaviors or their own actions, unless those actions result into something good. So, for example, if as a victim you prove to a narcissist that in fact they did victimize you in some way, they're more likely to flip it around on you. For example, if you catch a narcissist cheating on you, they might tell you that it's your fault because you weren't interesting or fascinating enough or whatever, enough for them. In reality, it's their fault for not being able to commit to you, but they'll make it your fault. And in fact, they're so good at doing this that very often we believe them when they tell us these lies.
The narcissist fears rejection. They fear rejection like everyone else, but for narcissists, it's different. Since they desperately require the narcissistic supply of their partners and everyone else's admiration, they feel almost like they're starving if they don't get it. It's a very important source of supply, like blood to a vampire. Their deep hidden sense of inferiority and their secret sense of being unlovable drives them towards superficial attention and perceived acceptance from everyone around them. Rejection would only highlight their desperate need for supply. It would remind them that they are not the person they pretend to be and that they are not, in fact, lovable at all. Despite the fact that narcissists obsessively attempt to make themselves appear untouchable, they secretly fear rejection when it comes to love, job seeking, or even social lives. If a narcissist is rejected, they will display narcissistic rage because, after all, you have triggered one of their worst fears by rejecting them. The narcissist secretly envies you for a lot of different things. This might be the fact that you feel, or at least when they met you, you were kind of confident in who you were. Or maybe they envy you because people are always sort of showing up next to you at parties. I know I used to experience that where people would want to talk to me at parties and my narcissist would be angry and annoyed that people wanted to talk to me and not that person. They might be jealous of your light as an empath, that your kindness or your compassion or anything.
Of course, they might also go off on a rant and accuse you of doing all the things they've done or of sleeping with other people or whatever.
If they don't directly blame you, very often they'll have another excuse for doing it, like, well, it wasn't really my fault. I fell over and I fell into that person. Or they will somehow make themselves out to be the victim, using the cheating example. Well, this person just pursued me so much I had no choice.
Narcissists fear accurate criticism. If you've spent any amount of time with a narcissist, then you know exactly how blunt they can be and how painfully they will criticize you. From everything from your appearance to your thoughts and your feelings and your ethics and even your core values. Yeah, it's true that narcissists are all about dishing out criticism, but we all know they're not so good at accepting it, constructive or otherwise. If you've ever criticized a narcissist, chances are you dealt with narcissistic rage and or narcissistic injury, which is their natural response to criticism. First, they get angry. Then they display narcissistic injury. You know, the poor me act. This is followed by, or in conjunction with, the narcissistic flip, where they turn your criticism around and find something to criticize you for instead. Then they'll attack you, they'll deflect your criticism, and they'll find something to cut you down a few notches.
Now, does that mean they don't really care about you or love you? We've talked about this before. Narcissists are cell phone lovers. They love you like they love a cell phone, right? So they love a cell phone when it's new and shiny and does all the things, but as it starts to slow down and becomes more familiar to them and new exciting cell phones come out on the market, they stop loving it so much. Same deal for people. It's an object kind of love instead of a person kind of love.
Narcissists fear being exposed. While they like to appear to be perfect to the general public, most narcissists are secretly insecure and a little bit self-loathing. We know that the average toxic narcissist has a false self that acts as a mask to their true self, which is damaged and vulnerable. For all of the bravado and grandiosity, the real person behind the narcissist's mask is often insecure and desperate to be loved. Sadly, since they're so self-focused and only concerned about their own emotions, it's really hard for narcissists to maintain a long-term, mutually satisfying relationship. And so when their true self comes through, well, anyone who isn't actively already entrenched with that person will run the other way, especially if they're emotionally healthy. So one of their biggest fears then is being found out, being seen for what they truly are.
They have this ability to be incredibly charismatic, incredibly charming if they want to, and as though they were master salespeople, very often they have the ability to make you think, feel, believe whatever they want. And at the beginning of a relationship, this can be really intoxicating. They will let you know they think you're amazing, gorgeous, intelligent, and wonderful at the beginning of a romantic relationship. And then as time goes on, they quickly pick apart everything about you. Now, if we're talking about a family relationship, they may pop in with, oh, you're so this or that or the other thing occasionally, but you already know that you're not good enough because of years and years of conditioning. They do this in the romantic relationships without even really bothering to know you as a person, which kind of, you know, throws you off a little bit. They go, oh, you're the person I've been waiting for my whole life. They don't really know who you are yet. And that is part of the reason that sometimes they ghost you or they just turn on a dime. But the other part of it is because even if they do know you, they don't know you as flawed yet. Once they start to see you as flawed, then suddenly everything changes for them. They want you to feel special, for sure, but it's not because they want you to feel good. It's because they want something from you. And this is the case whether we're talking about a romantic situation or not. They use this type of language, this type of flattery to sort of seduce you or, you know, cause you to fall into whatever it is that they want from you. This kind of lie causes you to kind of be left picking up the pieces.
Narcissists fear abandonment. As often as a narcissist threatens, directly or indirectly, to abandon you, you would think that they were perfectly secure in their ability to remain surrounded by sources of narcissistic supply. as in people who love them, admire them, and serve them as needed. But the truth is that while abandonment is probably the most human fear one can have, narcissists are not immune to it. In fact, if we're being honest, they're probably pretty normal this way. With that being said, the difference between a narcissist's fear of abandonment and that of the average person is that a narcissist will actively abuse and manipulate the people around them in order to control them and keep them in their place.
Narcissists, a lot of them need constant attention and constant validation. They feel important when they get treated with a certain kind of kid gloves.
The narcissist fears not being special. As you might have guessed by now, the narcissist's biggest and most daunting fear is being seen as ordinary or not special. See, narcissists like to see themselves as different and better than everyone else. They think they're above the law, and they see themselves as deserving of special attention and treatment at all times. The idea that they might be anything other than absolutely extraordinary is almost devastating to them. They want to be the smartest or the richest or the best-looking person they know. They need others to see them this way. And if you can't do that, then that doesn't allow them to stay inside their little narcissist bubble. See, narcissists don't want to be treated just as well as everyone else is. They don't want to be treated like everyone else at all. They want to be treated better than everyone else. But forcing them to acknowledge this or even just actively treating them like everyone else will make them feel attacked and demeaned.
If you have the nerve to choose something else as a primary priority over them, even your own children, very often they consider that a failure on your part.
Narcissists are so afraid of your self-respect. One of their biggest secrets, and incidentally, one of their most intense secret fears, is the idea that you might develop self-respect and learn or remember that you're someone who has value. See, when you do develop or redevelop self-respect, you're going to quickly learn that you deserve to be treated with respect. You'll start setting boundaries and you'll stop taking their crap. This, of course, can lead to all the other fears coming to the surface. Their imperfections will be exposed. They'll be rejected, which will lead to embarrassment and being found out and ultimately abandonment, which means they'll definitely be ordinary. One of the things that I think we overlook when it comes to dealing with a narcissist is this one big, huge thing that I would say is a major Achilles heel of theirs, and that if we were more like them, we might exploit. What is it? Well, narcissists have this belief that they're smarter than everyone else, and they also think that they're better than everyone else. And as a result of that, many times they can't imagine that anyone could be smarter than them, and so they tend to underestimate people. This is especially true of people close to them, and probably especially of their primary sources of supply. Now, they seem to have forgotten that they got with you in the first place, or they connected with you in the first place because you were intelligent and capable and everything else. Narcissists always think they're right. They think they know everything. And so if combined with underestimating you and thinking they're always right, it puts you in a position to really take them down a couple of pegs if you chose to do so. Not that you would. Personally, I cannot imagine what it would be to live that way, to live like a narcissist lives, never feeling satisfied, never feeling happy, never feeling like they can trust anyone, to constantly feel the need to take away from people and never give of oneself, to never appreciate or respect or care about anyone close to them or anyone at all, to never feel real intimacy. And for me personally, I can't imagine knowingly doing harm to anyone without feeling remorse. Bottom line, narcissists have some pretty deep fears, and they would never knowingly let anyone see or know about them. And that's because letting anyone see their fears would trigger shame. And shame is one more thing that narcissists fear. Well, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you know a narcissist who displays these fears? What other kinds of fears have you recognized in the narcissists in your life? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.